Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Testimonial Tuesday here on Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio. It is April 23rd, 2024, and I'm your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in Southern California, and I am honored to be accompanied by Jeanette Cohouse, my co-host for today. Jeanette, where are you at?
I'm back here in Charleston, South Carolina. So, yeah, I just got back from the gym, had a heavy workout on my leg, so I'm sitting here doing my recovery.
that's some good timing right there. Well, folks, today is Testimonial Tuesday. So what is Testimonial Tuesday? This is the opportunity where everybody can give a compliant testimonial, and then what we do is record these programs, and then they can be shared among others and possible prospects, and or to allow even your existing distributors to listen to testimonials that are compliant or how we've helped correct them in a gentle, passionate way here so that we all learn together. That is the purpose, is so that we can all learn and develop and grow and be more efficient and effective on being able to share Beamer with others. So what is a compliant testimonial? Well, number one, we don't use any disease names that are common in the medical field because technically we are not medically trained. So per the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission, we cannot use these simple terms. So just like the word fibromyalgia or different things like that, you can just use instead, you know, I have a chronic discomfort throughout my whole body all the time. A lot of people don't know actual definitions for medical terms anyway, but when you use a generalization of, yeah, my joints, I have discomfort in my joints, or I have a hard time sleeping, or I just don't have the energy like I used to, or whatever the situation may be, people can relate to that. So using simple terms actually is much more efficient and effective when you're sharing. Number two, we don't mention drug names at all because Beamer doesn't diagnose, cure, or treat any disease, nor does it replace any drugs whatsoever. So we cannot make any claims like that. So we do not use any drug names whatsoever. You can just say, yeah, I was taking something to help with this issue, but since I started using the Beamer, my doctor has taken me off those items and I no longer need them, or whatever the case may be. Next, we also don't use terms such as pain, cured, or treatment. However, like for pain, we can replace that with discomfort. Now, if you're from Canada, congratulations, you can use that word. But here in the United States, we are covered and overlooked by the FDA, Federal Food and Drug Administration, and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, so that we need to be compliant to what they've said that we can use. Now, cured. We cannot say cured, but you can just say, you know, after I started using the Beamer, it helped resolve this issue, all right? Same way like with treatment. We, as a general distributor, you cannot use the word treatment. However, if you are a licensed professional, a doctor, massage therapist, or whatever like that, yes, within the context of your conversation using your modalities, you can say treatment. However, for us, we would just say that we supplied the individual with a Beamer session, or we gave them a Beamer session, and that's in replacement of treatment. Now, we also do not have any protocols as such. We have our basic plan, which has been proven to be extremely successful over all the many years that we've had Beamer. So we do not do any protocols whatsoever, because that would mean that there are studies that were specifically done on multiple individuals using that modality that I, let's say I use the B spot on my knee on intensity 10, and I did that 3 times a day, yada, yada, yada. Well, there are no studies proving any of that as such. So that's why we do not give out any protocols. The basic plan is the one that's been studied and has been effective and has been proven to work. So with that, Jeanette, is there anything that I left out that you may want to add?
No, that sounds good. I mean, we just need people to push one on their phone, and we'll put you in the queue, and we'll call on you. And the more people that we have that tell their testimonial and give us their Beamer experience, the more everybody else can learn. So just push one on your phone, and we'll call on you.
Yep. And one thing, too, for those that don't know, you are able, there's 4 different ways that you can listen to the recordings on Blog Talk Radio. Number one is by right away just going in and typing in blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. The second way is to acquire that website, and it is in your back office. So we go to backoffice.beamer.services. Then you log in using your email address and password. On the far left side, you would go to Distributor Library and click on Distributor Library, and then go over to the calendar and click on the calendar, which is near the top. When you do that, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, on the calendar are the Blog Talk Radio programs information. You run your cursor over it, click on it, the window will open up even larger, and all the information is right there for you to find the website and the phone number, which you are hopefully sharing with your individuals. Now, there's 2 other ways. If you have an Android phone or an Apple phone, there is an app, and it is free. Okay, I think we all like that word. And so the app has a different name for each one. So if it's an Android phone, it's called Podcast Player. Okay, on the Android phone, it's Podcast Player. And on the Apple phone, then it is Podcasts, PODCASTS. Once on there, on the search little icon that looks like a little magnifying glass, and you know that's what it looks like on the Apple, then just type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and there's only one option that comes up, and that's the Blog Talk Radio programs. You click on that, and all the recordings of Blog Talk Radio for the last 3 years will show up for you there. They're all right there to be able to be listened to. So is there anything else that I need to cover before we get going here? Nobody's raising their hand, Jeanette. Everybody's really bashful today.
I know. What's with this?
They all want to hear about you and your recovery.
I'm sitting on my V-sit, my old V-sit, so I'm just going to sit here.
And there you go. Well, press the number 1 on your phone, guys. And it's not to be afraid. You know, we can even start out as simple as how were you introduced to Beamer? What was it that sparked your interest about Beamer? Was it something that you were already out looking for something, and then you found somebody that was selling Beamers? Or was it that you saw an advertisement and it piqued your interest? Or did you see somebody wearing some Beamer swag? You saw them wearing a Beamer shirt or jacket or something like that, or was it a friend that approached you? We would really like to hear these items as well, because these are the things that will help each and every one of us maybe be able to learn how to share Beamer with others so that we can change more lives. So press the number 1 on your phone, and that will raise your hand. I see that we have 651-387. You are live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning, Greg. This is Christine Zellmer calling here with my mom.
Hi, Christine.
Hi,
Hi Mom.
So I'm up in Wisconsin with my mom, and I said, you need to call in about your testimonial. I'm going to let her share her story. But so I quickly filled her in on what she needs to do. So maybe you can help guide her a little bit. But my mom's
sure.
been using the Beamer for 5.5 years now. So, Mom, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Margie Kugler. I'm 85 years young, and I live on a lake in Wisconsin. And I've had a history of knee problems. I was a great skier, did moguls, but it really was from birth. But anyway, I had one knee replacement, then I had 2. Then I wrecked my knee replacement on the left on the boat, hitting some furniture. So that's 3. So then I had a little surgery, emergency surgery, and I got a strep infection. I had 2 more strep infections. So on my left knee, I now have 5 knee replacements. The right knee is just fine. So I went through therapy. My husband and I were in a nursing home together in different wings. He was in ICU when I got the strep infection. So I went through all that, and I got back to having almost a normal life. But I could not do anything to hurt my leg because they would have to cut it off. That was 7 years ago. Thanksgiving, I went down to O'Hare, and I did walk instead of using a wheelchair. Mistake number 1, my leg loaded when I got up from the table at Thanksgiving. I ended up coming home to Dr. Satterbeck, and I turned out that I actually had ruined the screw. We didn't know at the time, but the screw broke loose. I did four months of therapy here, and then I went out to Arizona. It was good enough to go out to Arizona. It happened again. Well, I came home, and we looked at the new x-rays, and guess what? The screw was totally disengaged, and it was actually hitting my poor skin. I came home on Tuesday. Last Friday, I had surgery number seven on that leg. So as it turns out, I'm now home, and I have a nice long scar, and I have pain from the scar.
Okay.
And
discomfort.
Other than that, that's it. Tell me what the doctor said. The doctor, when she came out, said, I can't believe it. Your knee is so strong. Your bones are so strong. We didn't have to put a screw in. We could cement it together, which is better. So
wow.
Here I am.
Wow. That is wow.
Well,
I've been
off,
using the Beamer for 5 years, 5.5 years.
Okay. First, you deserve this. And next up, we're going to have to put a zipper on your left knee and so that they don't have to keep cutting in and out there, young lady.
I'm not going to do this again.
Okay,
but she did say that my legs are strong enough that if it happened again, she could take care of it.
And that is a great point that you bring up, is that by using the Beamer regularly, and that you're getting that blood supply to the bones, that instead of that other process where we start to lose the calcium in our bones and they become weak, you're literally actually getting their strength back. And there was a very soon-to-be family member on my side that had fallen and broken a hip. And they'd been using the Beamer for several years. And the doctors were blown away by how sturdy their bone structure actually was. And it could have been a lot, lot worse. So this is amazing that you brought that up. And thank you so much for sharing. And Jeanette, do you have anything to share with that?
Well, that's amazing. And it's nice to know that the doctor's like, wow, how does this happen? You're kind of older and your bone strength is so good. And you know what? You were using it for 5.5 years and you couldn't tell it was getting stronger, could you, inside your body, inside your bones? So
no,
that's amazing with femur. Yeah, and we're right. We know what it's supposed to do. So even though people don't feel it, it's doing wonders for our body that we can't even tell until like Margie, until you need it. And then the doctor's telling her, wow, you have strong bones. That's great.
Yeah, and she's been religious about using it for her recovery here. She's using it right now as we talk. And she's literally running around this place and driving me crazy because she won't sit still. So it's been really quite the little miracle.
Well, and with this now, Christine, did you tell your mother that she had a screw loose? That's what I want to know.
I did, but it's in my knee, not my head. I let my brothers know that, too.
we all cracked up at the loose screw. And she had been doing PT for 4 months, so her muscles and her legs are really strong, so that will help, obviously, the recovery process. But, it's a blessing for sure to keep her independent and running around.
And the PT, yep. I have to say, a PT in Arizona said you have to find the issue. It's not going to heal. So it was a blessing that we found out what was wrong.
Yep.
So I'm good for another 5 years.
So she's 90.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are
a
hoot and a half.
I thought you to share her story.
That is awesome that you shared that. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, ladies. That is totally awesome. So, but let's keep that to your only testimonial for now, okay? I think you've been through enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Okay, we've got another individual here that is called in, and we are now going to go to 207-415, you are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Good afternoon, Greg and Jeanette. This is Jeff from Lancaster.
Jeff, our favorite trucker on the road.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm gonna give an old testimonial. First of all, I'd like to give praise to my sponsor who introduced FEMA to me, Jody Snyder. She's so enthusiastic about it, and after going to a couple, three George Veronis presentations at the time, they were doing live presentations, I just, I figured it was something good to buy that would be good for my health in the long run and keep me alive for longer than most of the people I know are my friends or whatever. But anyway, so my testimonial is 4 years ago I was diagnosed with compromised immune system in the organ that most men have that problem. And I opted to do the operation and have that organ removed. And with the use of my Beamer and my B-strap, B-pad, 2 weeks later, I was out swinging a golf club.
Wow. Question is what was your handicap?
Well, it's hovering right around a 14. How's that?
Okay, well, I can help you with that.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that, Jeanette. We've met in Lancaster, you and
right.
I. Yep. And then a year and a half later, my compromised immune system didn't go away, so I had to do 37 treatments of radiation. And I really didn't feel any effect from the radiation at all. People said, you're going to get tired, you aren't going to. I worked every day, got off work on time to go to my radiation treatments, and I plug through it, and I give all that praise to Beamer.
Wow. Yeah, this is right up Jeanette's alley there with the golf there. And Jeanette, maybe share a little bit your background, because I think you've hit a few of those white little balls around.
Well, yeah, I'm actually an LPGA golf professional. I turned professional in 1980, so from 80 to 89, I actually played on the LPGA tour, and then had my son, uh-huh. who's now 35, and now I play on the Legends, the senior tour, and I started playing on the Legends tour 20 years ago, because 45 was the age, and, you know, but that time we had one tournament, the next year we had three tournaments, the next year we had one tournament, so it didn't really get off the ground. And then I was just getting older, you know, 48, 50 and stuff, and I wasn't swinging as good, wasn't feeling it as good, and you don't feel good when you can't hit it as far. But then I found Beamer 5 years ago and started using it, and I swear, it's amazing. My flexibility is so amazing, and my endurance, I can outwalk and outpace these other ladies so much. I mean, last summer we had this. We had a huge 8-hour rain delay, and when we finally went out there, I only got to play like 3 holes, so I had to go back the next day and play 33 holes. And we had a cart because we're seniors, but the next day, all the ladies were like so exhausted, and I'm like, well, didn't you have a cart? And they go, yeah, but there was a lot of hills. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not tired. And they go, well, you got that Beamer thing. No wonder you're not tired. I go, well, you can have one too. So,
you're right.
Yeah, the energy and endurance is amazing, and I can stand on the range and bang drivers for a long time, a lot longer than before. Before I used to hit so many drivers, and I'd be exhausted and be tired and had to go home. So,
wow.
I love the Beamer first for the golf.
Yep.
Are you gonna come to? Are you gonna come to Lancaster and see the women play this year?
Probably not. I have a lot of tournaments myself I'm playing in, so hopefully you all get to see me on TV eventually on one of my tournaments. So.
Uh-huh. We'll look for you.
She'll be the one in orange.
Yeah, that's true.
One in orange.
That is awesome. Jeff, thank you so much. And as always, my friend, you deserve this.
Well, thank you, Greg. I tried to call in and be the first caller and get the applause.
You're slacking, buddy.
I know it. I know it. Hey, I got to thank you guys for doing the show every week. And, Greg, all you do for Beamer and, you know, everybody in the Beamer family, you're a great blessing to us all.
Well, no worries. And for those who don't know, I'm glad you brought that up really quick, and I did get the okay from corporate that we did open up our Team Beamer website. So for the donations and to be able to buy swag to help support the bike racing team that we did in 2022, that there was a considerable debt, unfortunately, that was still racked up during that race. And so the purchasing of the swag, all proceeds go to helping pay that down, and any extra will go towards our charitable organization, which is the Haynes Family of Programs, which helps support all these children that have been abused at home, trafficked, the whole bit. And this organization is absolutely amazing how they rehab these children and reintroduce them back into society. So anyway, if you go to Team Beamer Donations, that's plural, teambeamerdonations.com, and just look through the website. All the information is there, and it will definitely help support and help us continue working towards our goal. So thanks for bringing that up, Jeff. I greatly appreciate it. And we have We have another caller here. We have 713-569. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, this is Sandra in Houston. How are y'all today?
Hey, Sandra. Doing well.
Hi. So I didn't really, I'll give a testimonial, but I pushed one because I Who was the lady talking about golf? Because I missed who the beginning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Jeanette, that's our famous
Jeanette Bohouse.
I
figured it was Jeanette. So, yeah, I was pretty sure it was Jeanette. Yeah, I have a friend and my box mate that I share my polo box with, and she's in her 50s, and she, you know, here's a story. So I invite her to share my box. She's a realist in real estate. Said, hey, you want to share my box? Yeah, let's do that. Thing I know, she goes and takes a polo clinic. I'm like, well, that's neat. Next thing I know, she's playing a league. Okay. Next thing I know, she owns two saddles. Thank God she hasn't bought a horse yet, or her husband might leave her. But, you know, she's really into the playing polo, and her twine of Beamer in the past was kind of, she wasn't playing polo then. So it's been an act of persuasion that, you know, this is really going to help you and your leg muscles you're complaining about. So Jeanette, your testimonial was the perfect timing, because I've been having a conversation with her again, particularly about the Evo, and hoping that we get at least a rental going for her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, even in my golf game, I noticed that just about a year and a half ago, I noticed that I could actually squat down and read my putts, and better than that, I can actually get back up. I used to not be able to get back up again. But, you know, all sports need the endurance and the muscle strength and the recovery. And if she's going to start playing polo and riding horses, then you need to start sharing some of the blog talks on Thursday for the equine, because it helps the horses so much. But every rider that rides horses have a bad back. I mean, they just do. I mean, just, and so it can help her back so much. And if she doesn't have a back ache now, if she keeps riding, I guarantee you she probably will. So might be preventative to have her.
Absolutely. Well, she's been playing for about 3 years, but, you know, we have an on and off season because of the heat here. And so it's like you're playing it all for 3 months, 4 months. Then you come out and you know, when you haven't been doing it, there's that soreness. And I've been sort of preaching to the choir here, maybe a little bit too much, but, you know, I just want what's best for her.
That's a good point that you bring that up, Sandra. And the biggest thing there is just following the 283 process. Show her the green video, have her watch the 8-minute story, and then set up a 3-way phone call. Keep it simple.
Well, Jeanette, would you offer to do a 3-way?
Sure. We have your number. I'll give you a call.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I'll end with my little testimonial in that, you know, I'm approaching almost 7 years with Beamer, and it has just been such a blessing for my health and wellness, and the blessing of sharing that with others. And I'm so happy to be a part of the Beamer family.
It truly is.
We're glad to have you too.
Well, and it's heartwarming because we are so passionate about it. Sometimes our excitement overrides our ability to read the individual, and where you want to be able to plant a seed, but also remember, when somebody approaches you with something completely foreign to you, do you want them to just talk your ear off, or would you respect it more if they just say, look, I've got something that has truly changed my life. I've got a 3-minute little video that I could share with you and my website. Would you be willing to take a look at that on your own time? And then you can get back to me. And by doing that, you're gaining the respect of the individual, because you're also respecting their time. And that's what we need to remember.
Good point.
So there you go. All righty.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
So let's get some more hands raised here. We've got 15 minutes. All you got to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and that will bring you into the queue, and that way we can call upon you And we would like to keep this show going, guys. Come on, we've had some great testimonials here. So wonderful. I see we have 307-660 stepping up to the plate. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, this is Janine and Gillette. And good morning. Mine is just kind of a fun one. Every year, this will be my 31st year, I've done a charity event. It's one of those events where you sell 300 tickets and do the reverse drawing. So it takes a lot. The tickets just don't sell themselves. It's pretty stressed out. And I had to pick up grandkids, and I was in the middle of trying to get all this stuff figured out. And I just said, okay, guys, I'm going to go in here, do not disturb. Seriously, 8 minutes, I have to regroup. And I went in, did my 8 minutes, Beamer went off. I kid you not, I was in a deep sleep, and I didn't realize that they were all at the door and looking in at me. And so they were laughing at me, and they were laughing at me. The other day, I told them I had to go take a break, and they go, you're just going in there to sleep. We saw you. You were sleeping. And it was like, hey, I just sometimes have to regroup. And so that was my alone time, practice my intentional breathing, and I was out. So it was pretty awesome.
Wow. You know, and that's what's so nice is that we have the opportunity of using the Beamer just to help relax, help to get our bodies back into balance. And it all revolves around blood flow. Because when we are stressed, then certain areas are constricting down. And then that it's like a snowball effect. And we start to get more stressed. And then you think of the different products that start to build up in our bodies and different things there. And then we feel worse. Whereas if we can get that blood flowing again properly to all the areas, it's going to allow us to not only de-stress and relax, but that's actually when our bodies recover. And when we are getting a good REM sleep at nighttime, that's literally when our bodies are rebuilding themselves. Instead of us continually breaking ourselves down, we are actually building ourselves up. Jeanette, you want to add to that? Because I know you've definitely been on that roller coaster.
Well, yeah, Janine, kudos to you for taking time for yourself. I mean, for somebody to say, oh, yeah, we know you're just going to get a rest. Well, good for you. I mean, we all need to get rest. I mean, you have to do that. And when I do the recovery session after a hard workout or something, I go lay down on my Beamer, and I actually set my alarm on my phone because I know darn well I'm going to fall sound asleep. And if I don't have time to sleep for an hour or two, then I set my alarm just so it wakes me up. Because even when we just do the 8-minute setting, you go, I'm just going to lay here for 8 minutes. That's all. It always still puts me to sleep. So, yeah, that's good. But we need that. We do need that. We all run too fast and too hard all the time. And that's part of what Beamer does, keeps people relaxed and gets your body moving, like Greg said, in the way it's supposed to be moving.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing that all, Janine. And, you know, and I think I forgot with Sandra too, but you guys also deserve this here. You know, this is how we all learn together, and it's all these simple little things that will actually help plant a seed with maybe someone else about going, gosh, you know, I know this individual, they don't really have any complaints, but they seem stressed all the time. They are a perfect candidate to get on the Beamer and just give them 8 minutes and let them relax. And you may not know this, but it might be the first 8 minutes that they actually have felt totally relaxed in a long time. Have you experienced that there, Jeanette?
Well, yeah, you know, and a lot of times when we do shows, especially when I do horse shows or other shows, you get people in our zero gravity chair recliner when we're out there, and they lay down and they fall asleep, and they they all say, well, this is, I'm going to buy this chair because this is the most comfortable chair. I'm so relaxed. I go, it's really not the chair. The Beamer is doing its job and it's helping making you be totally relaxed. So then they go, well, you know, maybe it's just because I've been running so much and I never take the time to just take 8 minutes and just sit here and relax. And it's so true because we are all running from one thing to another all the time. We don't take, and somebody earlier said they take the time to breathe, and breathing is so important.
Oh, most definitely. You know, and that's one thing is we get so tied up in our own little worlds and we get on that hamster wheel and then it becomes more of a habit because the more repetitions you do of something, it just starts to become habit, autonomic, where you don't even think about it. You're just automatically going into it. We need to learn how to also be able to just take a few minutes. And how many people do you know that they go, oh, I don't have 8 minutes to do this in the morning? And I flat out tell them, if you don't have 8 minutes in the morning to take care of your own health, I feel really sorry for you in a few years when all these medical conditions are going to force you to be laying in a bed somewhere. Have you seen that, Jeanette?
Well, isn't there a saying, if you don't take time for your health now, your health will make you take time later?
Yep, most definitely. Most definitely. And this is where we need to be lovingly honest with individuals because so many people don't realize they're on the hamster wheel because it has just been slowly brought in to their lifestyle and they don't realize it. And so for us to be able to bring that in, I see we have another caller here. Let me bring them on. We have 530-557 and oh, I see we already had you on there. Okay. My system was acting up there.
We have Kate on the phone. Go ahead.
Oh, Kate. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. Bring it on, Kate.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yep.
Hi. Yes, we hear you.
Well, okay. Just because of the subject that's come up this morning, I thought I'd share a couple of things. It was on a recent blog talk, and it came to my mind, and I didn't say anything, but all the ways you can say, what is my Beamer to me? And I thought, you know, it's like a magic carpet ride. It came into my mind. It's like, oh, I'm going to go on my magic carpet ride. And I was listening to a doctor, a wonderful doctor, talk yesterday about what is meditation and what is meditation versus prayer, et cetera, and talking about the body's innate ability to heal itself. And we talk about that all the time with Beamer. But you said the body heals itself when you let go of the subconscious mind. And the only way to do that is to really think nothing. But to think nothing is difficult. And so when you lie and try to think nothing and let your body even on a greater scale heal itself. So it's not easy to do, to get yourself to do that. But if you can think nothing periodically throughout the day, start your day that way, take a break in the day, end your day that way, your body heals itself even more. So again, the Beamer experience helping us do that. So I thought I'd share that today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, how can I say it? It's knowing that what we know about health and what has occurred over the last many years and the path that we were all led on in the belief of the medical system, now reality is setting in and truth is coming out where in many areas we've been misled. Now we have this new foundation of knowledge that is allowing us to go down a path that is where we are actually seeing not only ourselves, but those that we share Beamer with actually start to improve their quality of life by improving the quality of their health. and not only just for them, but their friends around them and so forth. And this has just been so rewarding to be able to help people in a loving manner at their own pace, respecting their time and being able to share this to where we truly can change a life. And I appreciate everything that you bring to the table as well, Kate. You always bring amazing topics to us.
I'd share one more thing too. When I first was introduced to Beamer and I was looking for everything, I heard of, he was a very senior man in his 80s, a renowned cardiologist, and he was talking about how he has incorporated Beamer into his life. And he said, you know, I take a Beamer nap a couple times a day, and I tell people it's me becoming a kid again. It helps me go back to being a kid again. And I thought that was really beautiful too.
Oh, most definitely, because I know for myself, my amount of energy, my reduction in stress, all of that allows me to bring more of the youthfulness out in me, in my actions, sometimes my sense of humor. And Jeanette will vouch on that when she sees me and we're, when we're together. But we're learning how to take off that old garb of, oh, we're getting older and this is how it's going to be. And we're putting on new outfits that are, wow, I can go out and I can do this now. I can go out and enjoy this. I can plan a vacation. I can enjoy these additional activities. And it just continues to grow and grow.
Absolutely. And, you know, you said about getting older. Well, heck, all of us in Beamer, I think we're all getting, we're celebrating our birthdays backwards because I feel like I'm getting younger and younger. And Kate, I liked what you said about the magic carpet because I've actually had a few clients that said, thank you so much for bringing that magic machine over. So I've heard that word before a few times.
Yeah.
And when you talk about thinking about nothing, that's so important because that's one reason why when we give our Beamer sessions to our clients, it's so important not to be talking to them, even though they might want to talk or you want to just chit chat and tell more about it. If they're not thinking of anything and they're being quiet, then they get a better experience because, you know, they don't want to sit there and do nothing. Nobody ever sits there and does nothing, right? We're always thinking, always talking. So it is the best time to let them sit there and do nothing and just enjoy their experience.
Yep. And I see we have one more caller. I would like to get them in. We have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes for 831-760. We're going to give you a minute and a half of time here. Go for it.
Yes, very short. It's a testimonial in building. I broke my ribs again Sunday night. So I'm kind of reliving what I lived through about 1.5 years back. And then with the help of Beamer, I had a tremendous journey of getting well really fast. In basically 4 weeks, I think I was totally normal. So today I'm on day 2. And I just wanted to share that with using the Beamer, I use it with local applicators 3 times on top of the whole body. It takes so much strain out of the soft tissue that is very uncomfortable with the broken bones underneath. And it's just amazing how much better I can move just because of that. And then time is running out and then I have to do another vacation. But then the magic happens again. I can move again for several hours. I have to be cautious, of course, and the body tells me when not to move. But Beamer definitely makes my life so much better.
Yeah. You definitely deserve this here because we're running out of time. But definitely call back next week. We would love to hear you give an update on how you're doing, okay?
Yes, I would.
Awesome. Awesome, Blossom. Okay, Jeanette, any final words before we leave?
This has been great. I really appreciate it, Greg. I mean, it's so fun co-hosting with you. And I really enjoy all the people calling in because, you know, when people, we get a few people on the live broadcast, but we get so many more people that watch these replays or listen to these replays. So it's just so nice and so important that everybody's calling in, giving their testimonials. We really appreciate it. So, you know, you all have team members or other friends in Beamer, so tell them, recommend them to keep calling into Beamer to our Testimonial Tuesday. Love to have more callers.
You bet. And listening in on to the recordings, and remember, we've got Roundtable Wednesday tomorrow morning, and we've got Equine Thursday after that. So definitely get involved. Get your team members involved. Let's keep this show up and running so we can help support each and every one of you guys. So I want to give a huge thank you for Jeanette for getting back in time from the gym and sharing her wonderful words of wisdom and her experience as it continues to grow and develop. And I want to thank all those who participated today. So with that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week. And let's continue to Beamer on and change lives.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.